Have you been longing for more peace and joy in your home? I have a secret for you. I would like to introduce the idea of why holistic living might be your answer. Let's dig in. Hey mamas, welcome to Her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go. I know that we see the words holistic living kind of everywhere, thrown around, sort of elusive. And, you know, I remember the days when I would think, what is that? I hear that word all the time, but I really don't quite understand it. I know it has something to do with being healthy. That was my basic understanding. So today I want to unravel this mystery for you, and I want to show you why this might be a secret weapon to creating the life and the family journey that you really want. So what is holistic living? Why does it matter? So holistic living at its core is nourishment of the mind, the body, and the soul. It's looking at the big picture. It's seeing life as a complete ecosystem, with all the parts connected. So this would include your health physically. So if you're struggling with things like anxiety, chronic illness, low energy, maybe your kids have ADHD, you or your spouse might have depression, maybe you've had toxic exposures. These are things that in holistic living, we'd want to take a look at, because your health physically is innately tied to the other areas of satisfaction and fulfillment in your life. If you don't feel good, you're not going to enjoy a whole lot of everything else. So the next would be your mental well-being. Maybe you're overcommitted, or you're overwhelmed, or you're trapped in people-pleasing. There is a lot of different aspects where our mental well-being can be challenged, and that is something that, you know, can really affect everything else, including our physical health. Do you focus on negative or positive things? Do you have a victor or a victim mentality? These are all really important pieces in our mental well-being. And holistic living also includes looking at the state of our soul. What is your relationship like with God? Maybe with yourself. That's a very important piece that many of us moms tend to overlook. What about your spouse, your children, your community? And are you filled up, or are you pouring from an empty cup? These are really important pieces when it comes to looking at life in a big picture, holistic way. So these three areas can really affect your entire home. As you and I already discussed, if you don't feel good, you're not going to have as easy an opportunity to have good, positive thoughts. If your kids don't feel good, if they're ricocheting off the walls, if they can't sit still, if they can't stop talking, if, you know, you can't feel like you can keep them under control when you go out in public, there's going to be a lot more of a mental anxiety that's going to arise, which can then also continue to cycle back and physically affect you. We know that stress affects us. We know even weight gain in the middle section from an increased stress hormone called cortisol can actually be a physical manifestation. It is a physical manifestation of our mental well-being, and it's affecting us physically. So there are, you know, these three areas are really, really important in our life, and they affect our home. And I want to bring you back to something I've said in a previous episode, and I'm going to try my best to remember to repeat this to you all often. I repeat it to myself often also. The home, our home, inside of the property lines of wherever we live, whether we're in the city in an apartment or, you know, on a piece of land, where we reside with our family is the only place that we are really free to choose what in my family we call our family feeling. You know, the feeling that it brings to be in this location, in this community, in this place. This is the only place that we are able to affect and choose what that will be like. It is within our full control. The people that live here define that. So when you look at your home and you assess it, think of it from your perspective, but also from your husband's perspective, from your children's perspective, from the perspective of the friends that come over to visit. Look at it in a broader way. Step back and just kind of remove yourself once you start looking at it from their perspectives. Is your home a safe place mentally and emotionally for each unique member of the family? Is it a restful place? Maybe it's busy. Maybe you have lots of kids running around. Maybe they're jumping all over and it's noisy. So when I say restful, it may not be a physical rest. It may be an emotional rest. It may be that because you feel safe, because you know you're accepted for who you are, that it brings you rest, that you are glad to be home, that your children are glad to be home. And I promise you, that will carry over long term when they've moved away, and they will be glad to come back home. And you will be glad that they want to. So this is an important element. Is it a joyful place? That doesn't mean that we don't grieve. That doesn't mean we don't struggle. It doesn't even mean that we are always happy. Joy is very different. It is deep-seated. But is it a place of joy? Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside. And let me ask this too. Look and see, is it a place that is nourishing? And in nourishment, you will want to look again at mind, body, and soul. Is it nourishing your bodies? That is very connected in your health. If you are feeding your body the wrong food, that could be part of the anxiety. That can be part of the toxin overload. That can be part of the child's, you know, busyness and inability to have self-control. Is it nourishing in the way of the communication style in the family? Are you building your children up into self-confidence and knowing that they are loved and valued for who they are, despite their mistakes? Or are you tearing them down? What's going on there? How are you nourishing their souls? Are you teaching them how to have a relationship with God? And are you modeling that in your own life and in your own day? And when we look at the home in this big picture way, when we look at our health, when we look at our relationships and our mindset, you know, we are able then, after we've stepped back and really zoomed out and then looked at it from various perspectives, which you might need to do with pen and paper. You might even need to tell yourself a story when you're trying to look at it from your husband's perspective or from your children's perspective. You might use a technique I've spoken about in past episodes as well, where you write it like you're writing a fairy tale and you do it from that character's perspective. Sometimes that's the only way we can really step outside of ourselves, and it is so valuable. Do not get me wrong. This short exercise can carry you so far into understanding the heart and mind of the people that you cherish and value the most. Doing this, taking this step back, really assessing your home and your life in a holistic way, seeing how interconnected each piece really is to the others, can help you in your homeschool. It can help you in your marriage. It can help you in your parenting. And it can help you and your entire family in your self-confidence. So I really encourage you, if this is a new concept to you, or maybe you've already been really working to implement this, but you haven't revisited it in quite a while, grab your notebook, grab a cup of tea, and when the kids are napping or after you've had a little time in the evening with your hubby and you have some time to just step back, get that notebook and pen and just start writing it out. Just brain dump. Try to get a good picture zoomed out, because then we can re-engineer it. We can work backwards. And then we can say, well, how can I change the areas that I see from the zoomed out perspective that really aren't working? What can I tweak and fix? How can I make this a healthier, more nourishing environment? How can I work on the mind, the body, and the soul aspect of my home? You will definitely benefit, I promise. It's something we all should revisit regularly, because then, you know, even businesses, they revisit, you know, their progress weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly. As families, we should be doing the same thing, and it benefits us greatly when we do. So I want to encourage each of you. I hope that I will be able to bring you great value. I'm going to be talking a lot about these areas of life as a piece of this podcast going forward, like I mentioned, and I'm so excited about it. I have seen the value. I have watched my kids, and I've watched other families as their children have also blossomed and bloomed, and the families are just so strong and the foundations are so solid, and I want that for you. So I'm very excited to talk more about this, and I would love it if you would give me some feedback. Leave a review for this podcast. That would be an incredible way for me to know how you're liking the content I'm bringing to you. And please go to the description and join the group. There's a link there. You can come join me and some amazing families in Facebook. And ask questions and bring comments and get the conversation there going in the ways that you would like to see. We would be honored to have you there. I'll see you soon. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.